This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on January 31st, 2013. If you have any questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item on the agenda is a draft interpretive rule on reporting ultimate payees of political committee disbursements. This is a topic that has been raised for us, and we decided to put some thoughts out for public comment. There is a memorandum from the chair and the vice chairman, and however, it is regrettably submitted late. So I think we need a motion on that, Mr. Vice Chairman.
Sure. I move adoption of agenda document number 13-03 and also...
Wait, submitted document.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry about that. Apologize. Time out. Yes. Need to move right. I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of documents in order to consider the late submission of agenda document number 13-03.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Yet again, unanimous. And we have Ms. Wallstriker from the Office of General Counsel.
Thank you, Chair Weintraub. Good morning, Commissioners. Agenda document 13-03 is a draft interpretive rule on reporting the ultimate payees of political committee disbursements. The Commission first addressed this topic at its open meeting on December 20th, 2012, in response to agenda document 12-86, a request for guidance from the Commission pursuant to Directive 69. As directed by the Commission at that meeting, the Office of General Counsel has prepared the draft interpretive rule, which is being posted on our website and which the public is invited to comment on. The deadline for comments is March 4th.
Thank you. Do we have any discussion on the document or questions for the Office of General Counsel? Do we need a motion? Do we need a motion on this? I thought I was going to call for a motion, but I'm not sure we need a motion.
If we adopt the agenda document itself, because it does talk about putting something out for comment, and I would think the commission, I'm not sure our initials make this subject to comment.
You don't think our initials are good enough? All right, then make a motion, Mr. Vice Chairman.
Probably make a motion to adopt the agenda. The council needs a minute. The council wants a minute to see.
Our view is a motion is not required. Of course, there's nothing, no harm in moving, but the motion is not required.
Okay. Why don't we make a motion just...
What the heck? Make
a
motion.
Heck, right? I mean,
we're on a roll with motions. I have a good feeling about
this. Well, the reason, part of the motion is going to be to make conforming and technical changes and sometimes we have typos. I don't think we have typos, but looking at the Buckley site on page 3, it might be page 66, not 67, for that quote. Not that I have ever invoked Buckley before, but...
Yeah, I suspect you memorized the entire opinion.
At least I can fake it. I move that we adopt agenda document number 13-03 and authorize the Office of General Counsel to make any technical and conforming... Well, technical changes, nothing to conform to, right? So...
We have a motion to adopt agenda document number 13-03. Is there any discussion on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries yet again, 6-0. We are on a roll, and we are also being extremely efficient, which, you know, comports with my initial statement for an appeal for efficiency.
Which I agreed with.
Which the vice chairman agrees with, which is always good.